Yesu yebazi wa buruganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musibe mutya bana ba Katonda.
How have you been, children of God?
Mwebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Obulamu bulungi?
Is life good?
Kakasanga obulamu bulungi.
I prove that life is good.
Kubanga obulamu ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
For life it's the Lord Jesus himself.
Nga bwe kiri mu Yokana 14:6.
Like it is in John 14:6.
Mukama waffe Yesu ng'agamba.
And our Lord Jesus says.
Nze obulamu bakubo n'amazima.
I am the way, the truth and the life.
Kale obulamu bulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Now life is always good.
Mungeri yena atugamba Mukama mulungi.
In the other way we say, is God good?
Kale bwabanga Mukama mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Now if God is good all the time.
N'obulamu bulungi.
Even life is good. Maybe people have weakness in the body. They who have weaknesses. We bathe in the authority in Matthew 10. Which was given us to cast demons, heal sickness. And that authority is the Holy Spirit. We ask him to pass through. As he moves on to treat they who have been sick. And we pray. That he sends the armies of angels. The rest which you left home, which have been troubling you. That they may work on them, that by the time you get from the word, when you are totally well, and everything is very well, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Like he said, that he did call us to seek him in vain. Praise Jesus.
When
we seek him for the reason of eternal life, and the rest to freely be given us, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. Much. Before we move on so much, I'm going to request Brother Nico to bring over visitors to greet us in the name of our Lord Jesus. We are happy to be seeing them. We love you so much, brethren.
We are happy to see you.
And to the Basani Kobala.
Welcome to the new generation of the knowledge of God.
To one is the Omonebo Mucha.
Yes, you was way.
Praise Jesus.
We was a Katona atongerako emikwano.
We thank God who adds friends on us.
And our Ganda Bafe.
And our brethren.
Kubanga mukuyiti wa Tugamba.
For in the call he told us.
Dinaba jamu guanga lino.
That even people who come in this nation.
Yabagatwa mo kubanga tukiriza okuyiti wa kwafe.
He joined us with them to fulfill our call.
No rwalera tulesi.
Even today he's brought us.
Era atongeddeko.
And he's added on us.
Nga bulijjo bwatwongerako buli Sunday.
Like every Sunday he adds on us. Every Sunday.
Kati baganda bafe wan bagenda kuwanga batuuzaako.
These are brethren going to be greeting us. As you listen to them.
Mukama yebuzibwe.
Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Mukama yebuzibwe.
My wife and I are delighted to be with you this morning.
Mchala wange nange tuli basanyu popera namwe machaga lero.
Our names are Tim and Joel.
He's Tim and Julia.
And we come from England.
Era bava bungereza.
And we are here because we, now that we are retired from work.
Era tuli wano kubanga twawumula kuva ku mirimu gyaffe.
We have given our time to a ministry called Way of the Spirit. And one of the major projects is a Bible school in Wasiko district near Kakarenge.
Bible school district in Uganda.
Okay. And so that's why we're here at this time. Our vision at Way of the Spirit is, the main thrust is teaching the Word of God. But not to teach people's heads, not to fill people's heads, but to bring life. And yes, we are looking for people full of the word and full of the Spirit.
Era banonya abantu abajuziddwa ekigambo wamu n'omwoyo.
And that is what we want to be ourselves.
Era naffe kyekyo kyennyini kye twagala okubeera.
There's a prophetic people.
Era abantu ab'obunnabbi.
A people that hear God for themselves.
Abantu abeewulirira Katonda bo bennyini.
Through His word.
Okuyita mu kigambo kye.
And speak it out.
Era ne bakyogera.
And speak it out in all kinds of circumstances.
Era ne bakyogera okuyita mu mbeera zonna.
Thank you. God bless you.
Mwebale nnyo Mukama bawa omukisa. Mwasize mutya? Ye talina accent yemu ne mwami we kuba yazaalibwa Faransa. Naye lwakuba badde emyaka ngaana mu Bungereza. Era ye ali mu buweereza bwe bumu obwo era ayagala nnyo okujja mu Uganda. Era muli bantu abaaniriza abantu nange njagala nnyo okubeera mu masekkati gammwe. Era naye aweereddwa nnyo mu kisobera mu masekkati gaffe.
Mukama wawe omukisa w'oluganda.
God bless you, brethren.
Thank you for coming.
Mwebale kujja.
Yes, we was in Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Wabawuddeko olw'ensonga.
We separated them because of one reason. I think you've heard the accent.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And they came to greet us in this way.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. But we welcome all visitors from all nations, they who seek the Lord.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. We love you all who are in the entire world as you seek the living God. This God, we neither seek Him neither on the mountains nor the valleys, but He showed us the way to seek Him. He spoke in Isaiah 34:16, that look within the book of the Lord and read. None of every word will miss its mate, for the mouth of the Lord commanded them, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. When He gathered the scriptures, when He passed through the prophets and the apostles, for they never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what had come from the Father and from the Son, as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Now on all, we say that God is present in the mountains, in the valleys, in the flatlands, in every place, and is not far from each one of us. Like in Acts 17, from verses 19 unto 25, that the God who created heavens and earth is not equated to gold neither silver, for He put out borders that we may live within them, and we walk within Him, we move in Him, and we have our being in Him. Praise Jesus. And is not far from each one of us. God is all over. But the way to seek Him, we get to His book and we discover it in John 1:16, that from His fullness all of us we were given. And you know whatever is in heavens and earth is in Jesus. And you begin to discover the greatness of God. Others are awaiting God through the powers which make them fall down. But God appears through holy powers all over.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's not of just falling down,
kubanga waliwo n'emizimu egisula.
For there are even demons which cause people to fall down.
Naye twakomawo okunoonya Katonda.
But we came back to seek God.
Tuyita mu kitabo kye kitukuvu.
As we pass through His holy book.
Kitabo Bible.
The book, the Bible.
Obuweereza.
The ministry is called the new generation with the full knowledge of God, and it's an international ministry because we minister the gospel preached to all creations within heavens and earth. That is why we are international. Not because we are known on nations of earth, but because we are known in heavens and earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. This ministry of the new generation, and we have the full knowledge of God, it's moving on to fight the destruction which has been happening in the people of God and unto the church. This destruction, it's been happening for lack of knowledge. Like he said in Hosea 4, from verses 1 to 6, that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise Jesus. People, we no more knew what heaven is. We don't know how many heavens they are. But we are deceived by the things of this world from the false prophets. And we leave heaven and we go with those things and they destroy us. But He, God, He made heavens and the earth and everything in it. And all those are our things after we inherit the kingdom of heaven. But the ignorance which has been much has been causing us to get destroyed. And God tells us that if we get knowledge, we shall prove our life. Praise Jesus. For He spoke in John 17:3 that eternal life is not the one true God and Jesus Christ descent. Eternal life, it's not that you've reached heaven, but it's not the one true God and Jesus Christ descent. After you get it right here, we separate territories and we get from this earth and we move on to heaven. Praise Jesus. But you get it right on earth. You must get from this earth when you prove an eternal life.
Full knowledge of God.
Full knowledge of God.
Where is the book of which?
It's the ministry working on that.
Funa guarantee of Ramuan.
Get the guarantee of life on earth. That is eternal life. That you get from earth when you have it. You walk when you have eternal life. And you're proven that when I check out of the body, I must meet my Creator. For I know it. God is not a God of the dead. He is the God of the living. According to Mark 12:25-27. Now I want to be His offspring as I have proven eternal life. For God is of the living. But we know all people died through Adam, but we can raise through the Lord Jesus and we are given life. People yearn for many things. We've seen miracles. We've seen many things. But all will pass away. What will never pass away? It's the word of God which gives us life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Miracles will finish. The cars we shall stop driving them. And we go to heaven, we shall have wings to fly ourselves. We shall not need cars there. Now all those, they are just added to us on earth. What is most important is to hold eternal life. Not the one true God, Jesus Christ the same. Not many Christs. You must know one Christ.
That
is the word of God who was sent. Praise Jesus. After you get that, the rest God will freely give them to you. Praise Jesus. But ministry of the new generation, which is going to move on to give you the journey of heaven today, as we fight ignorance. Our God told us in Hosea 6 that come, let's turn back to the Lord. He is the one who pierced us and he will heal us. On the second day, he will raise us and renew us. On the third day, he will raise us up. All this he fulfilled them. But he said, after we get back to him, let's pursue knowledge. For he knows that ignorance through that we are destroyed, and the sacrifice of his blood he offered it up for our unrighteousness and our ignorance. If he takes away unrighteousness and leaves us ignorance, we shall do unrighteousness again. That's why he offered his blood for our sins and for our ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In that Hosea he says that after he raises us up, let's insist on getting knowledge. Know that the past seasons we used to get saved and we thought it's finished, but right now we know you can get destroyed along the way for lack of knowledge. Praise Jesus. In Hosea 6, that verses 6 and 7, he says,
"For
I love mercy than offerings, and knowledge of God than the sacrifices." Many times we come in synagogues, we are ready to offer, but we are not ready to get knowledge. But he, God, says, "I want knowledge more than your offerings." Not say he doesn't need our offerings to bring them, but he says he loves knowledge more. For Ecclesiastes 5, God said, "They who give sacrifices without wisdom, they are meaningless." If you give your sacrifice and you have no knowledge, it's meaningless you've done. And he speaks, he who gives the thanksgiving offering is
less.
But he who aligns his ways, God will show him his salvation. What do you want of the two? Now the ministry of full knowledge, we move on to destroy the destruction which has been happening and to give what God wants us most. Praise Jesus. He wants us to get knowledge that is eternal life. Praise Jesus. And in this we fight that destruction. He told us in Proverbs 2, and he said that cry for knowledge and groan for understanding. We've cried for many things.
We've cried
for cars, houses and other things.
But
say, cry for knowledge and understanding. If you get that, the rest I'll add them to you.
Cars,
houses, get my children.
But you
rightfully things more than knowledge. When I speak to explain full knowledge, I'm explaining to you the new generation with the full knowledge of God. What does that mean? Praise Jesus. It means to get life and be freely given the rest you need in life. After you get the knowledge of God, God sees you are his child, you are his, you will pass together, you will be together. For God is of knowledge. In Jude it is said, he is the only wise God. Praise Jesus. He doesn't want to be with people who are not wise. That's why he speaks. He makes the foolish of the world to become wise.
Everybody
lives with the foolish. He calls the foolish, he gives us wisdom. Praise Jesus. For he knows wisdom preserves the life of its owner. Praise Jesus. Now as new generation, we move on to bring that knowledge.
And
if you want peace and never to argue with God, you access knowledge.
naye nga tuli mu biro
byennyiniyasuubiza
mu Isaya
19:9
okumanya katonda
ng'amazzi
bwe ganjala ku
nyanjabyona byomulaba wansi
bifaananyi
byakusinzabifaananyi
byakumanya
katonda
bayibuli twagizza wano mu bifaananyi
bino We try to bring the Bible into these images that you may know it, that you may understand it. When we used to study in the schools in the world, they used to put images to demonstrate us, to teach us easily. But what pains me most, this Bible, they never put images to demonstrate to us as they teach. They left it just there. Most of them seek out scriptures to steal from people.
Praise Jesus.
But to fulfill Isaiah 11:9, to bring knowledge which is full unto all people. As we fulfill Habakkuk 2:14, the world will be filled with the glory of the knowledge of God as the waters spread over the sea.
You
must bring the glory of God unto the entire world. Praise Jesus. Until they know who is God. And they no more see him through cars and buildings. For he doesn't, is not equated to them. The building will pass away, God will never. That car will pass away. And all other things. God he was and he will be. If you begin to see him through buildings, you surprise us. Praise Jesus. Now what's new generation? It's our work to fulfill Daniel 12, where God speaks and he says, in the latter days knowledge will increase. Praise Jesus.
And
right now knowledge increases in the world. They have brought technology to the secular world. The beginning of technology is God. That's why we are going to bring all the knowledge. Praise Jesus. Of God.
Yes, he was
Now that's the new generation. The new generation with the full knowledge of God.
We
fulfill the call of our nation, Uganda. God called us to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
Praise Amen. Jesus. And according to Isaiah 19,
he
marked us with a river called River Nile. The source of it. And it shows how his spirit will flow to all nations. That spirit is going to lead to prepare all nations for the coming of Jesus. And how are we preparing? According to Matthew 24:14. As false prophet will increase, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, it remains to be preached in all nations, and after the end will come. Now God, the living God, he moved me the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible, be able to restore the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the gospel of the kingdom of God, that it may be a witness unto all nations. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. And this our journey of heaven, we are to move straight to the third heaven. And we shall stretch out above the heavens, where we shall begin the new heavens and the new earth. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. But we have been studying, brethren. Today we are in the third part, which involves these things down here, which we are going to study today. We are going to study of the second resurrection. We are study of the day of the Lord. And we study the rapture. And we shall study judgment. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Journey of heaven. Those words have joined them all. We've been seeing many things as we based in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. Oh, the one you see on the other side.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Right now we head in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, to continue to study on what concerns the second resurrection, the day of the Lord. the rapture, and which heads to judgment, to carry out judgment
of
the saints and the evil people, which we saw is going to happen in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We want to enter in Jerusalem. Our journey always, it began from our planet, the only habitable earth. It's the bluish planet on the other image. Praise Jesus. The journey always began from there. This planet, in Proverbs chapter
8,
we began our journey. Proverbs
8,
verse 30 to 31. We began from our planet Earth.
Engero esula eyomunana nolinyirwa makumi asatu.
Proverbs.
The one with the English Bible, read your version. We, the Luganda, we also reading Luganda Bibles.
Engero esula eyomunana nolinyirwa makumi asatu.
Proverbs 8 from verse 30.
Kale nzenga ndiyawo jali ng'omukoza. Era bulijjo yansanyukiranga nga njakuliza bulijjo mu maaso ge. Nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu. N'essanyu lyange.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
And see, and planet Earth.
This planet known as planet Earth. That what means the only earth where flesh and blood can reside. And you can breathe free oxygen in it.
Inhabitable planet.
That name, the inhabitable planet.
The only inhabitable planet.
Is the inhabitable planet. Where you can live with free oxygen. If you stretch out of planet Earth. There are other planets, but you have to go with your oxygen there. There are other 9 planets. When you join them on our planet, it makes a total of 10 planets. We pass through this long time. The 10 planets before them, right there in the image, and stretched out of them, we saw the kingdom of the stars, and we saw the circular appearance of the heaven. Most people, we think heaven is only up there where you see, but it's circular in form as you see it. Praise Jesus. It is circular. Like it is up there, even under it is there. Now our planets and the stars, they are in the space of the heaven. Praise Jesus.
But
the journey always began on planet Earth. One of the heavens there, we studied it all. The last created heaven. That's why we call it the fourth heaven. In the rim above, there are 3 heavens there, which we started off in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 12, from verses 1 to 3. Now when we move to the rim above, we are to see 3 more heavens. Where is the first created heaven, the second heaven, and the third heaven. But right now, we are in the first created heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. There we are studying the carrying out of judgment, the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We want to enter in this city of God as we base from our planet Earth. Let's put ladder and we ascend up. We are in Genesis. Genesis 28 from verse 10.
Yakobo nava e Beelzebub n'agenda e Kalani. N'atuuka mu kifo, n'asulawo n'akesa obudde, kubanga enjuba yali egudde. N'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo. N'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe, n'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka. N'aloota ekirooto, era laba, amadaala agasimbibwa ku ttaka n'entiko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nti Yakobo,
that Jacob,
yali ku nsi yaffe eno.
He was on our planet Earth.
Gy'olaba wali mu ggulu.
Which you saw there in the blue.
Tusuubira okugeggyesaamu ku bifaananyi.
We expect to brought in those images.
N'alaba amadaala ngava ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
He saw ladders from the door of heaven.
Agakkira ddala ku nsi.
And they came down to planet Earth.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
But eggulu.
Now the heaven.
Bw'oba oyagala okweyongerayo mu kitundu ekyawa kutodda ate wansi.
If you want to move to the rim above. You don't go down, you stretch up. On these ladders, angels we are descending on earth on them.
Genesis 28
verse 12.
Naalota ekirooto, era laba amadaala agasimbibwa ku ttaka, n'entiko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu. Era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Madaala ago,
those ladders,
gaali gakotuuka ku nsi.
That they came down to planet Earth. And they reached the top of the door of heaven.
Bamalayika baali bakkira ku madaala.
Angels were descending upon these ladders.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye nga bamalayika,
but the angels,
baali bava mu kibuga kya Katonda.
They were coming from the city of God.
Yerusalem eky'omukulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kati eggulu eriddako nga mazo yita lino erya bbulu lyolengera.
Now the next heaven after you pass the bluish one you see.
Wali eggulu eriddako.
There is the next heaven up there.
Eriyasoko okutondebwa.
The first created heaven.
Erisinganibwamu ekibuga kya Katonda.
Within which we find the city of God.
Yerusalem eky'omukulu.
Jerusalem of heaven. Thousands upon thousands of angels and the saints of God. Enter Hebrews 12. I told you the other time, the journey of heaven moved through the Bible. It makes you pass through heaven, but you are moving through the Bible. The Bible is what directs us. In the journey of heaven, Bible was shown to me as a map. It's a written map in letters. And we had to read it. And it directs us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why I read it to you as we are now. I read it for you and it directs you. If you get from earth, you pass here and you enter the other heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's the journey of heaven moved through the Bible. Bible explains you all things. Even though you've dreamed and had a vision, it comes back within the Bible. Praise Jesus. We don't need stories.
Hebrews 12 from verse 22. Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu. Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika n'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene era ekkanisa eyabereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ankano bakwaniza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Right now they will come in the city of God.
Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kuŋŋaaniro eddene ly'abamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels.
Abatukuvu ba Katonda.
The saints of God.
Ye Katonda omulamuzi.
Where there is the God the judge.
Tuzze tulabe ekibuga
kino. We've been seeing this city.
Twalaba homeland zonna.
We saw all the homelands.
12.
The 12 homelands.
Street 12.
The 12 streets.
Twalaba gate 12.
We saw the 12 gates.
Tulaba walls 12.
We saw the 12 walls.
Etujja mu kibuga kino mbasekati.
And we came in the center of that city.
Twalaba bakerubi ababiri.
Within which we saw the two cherubims.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We saw the mercy seat.
Tulaba esanduuko eya mateeka.
We saw the ark of the covenant.
Tulaba ekyoto kya Mukama.
We saw the altar of God.
Ekya zaabu.
The golden altar.
Ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira.
Where the lake of fire begins from.
Wano watuviriddeko soma ebintu
bingi. Here we've gone to study many things from there.
N'okulaba omusango bwe gulibeera.
And to see how judgment will be carried out.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga ku musango ogwo.
And on that judgment.
Twerekerere ddala okulaba okuzuukira okusooka n'okwokubiri.
We are headed to see the first resurrection and the second resurrection.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga twamala ddala kankana okulaba okuzuukira okusooka.
We already saw the first resurrection. And to all people
abatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo Yesu,
who have a place to enter in Christ Jesus, all are counted in the first resurrection. The second resurrection, when the Lord Jesus will come back, the evil have to raise up, even the saints. Now the saints, they raise up for eternal life and joy. Even the evil people, they will raise up for shame.
No, kuzikirira okw'ennaku zonna.
Everlasting destruction.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ng'oli wa mukisa nnyo.
But you're highly blessed.
Okubeera mu kuzuukira okusooka.
To be within the first resurrection. which we raise up within today when we believe the Lord Jesus. Now the second death, it will have no right over you. For the second death, it is the lake of fire, like we heard in Revelation 20.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've been starting this journey from you, and we today we move on to see the second resurrection. How will it be happening when the Lord Jesus will come back?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And right now today we move on. We are in Matthew.
Matthew
24, 29 unto 31.
Matayo esule ya bili mwenye na ulunyiri lwa bili mwenda. Amangu ago, urupanyuma lwechibonyo obonyo echo muna kuezo. Enjube lifuka echizikiza. Nomwe seguri ole samusana kwa ago. Nemu nye nyeziri kwa okufa mguru. Nama nyago mguru, gali nye nyezebwa. Au, lukadidabika kabonero kumwa na uomu ntu, mguru. Nebikabiyo na ebiensi, lwebili kuba ebiwobe, webilikuwa ebiwobe bili laba omwana w'omuntu ngajja kubile bie guru na manyi nechitibwa echinene.
Praise Jesus. They have told you that in those seasons the sun will stop giving its light. We are going to get the reason why. Why the sun will stop giving light. In this Matthew, we have many things to see within it. We have to see why the sun will stop giving light. We have the sign of the Son of Man. We have to see the angel of the trumpet. And then we shall see. They who will be mourning and weeping are the ones who are going to be weeping. Are you going to be among them or you will not be among them? On that day when we saw it in the journey of heaven, we had to study it in the holy book, which is in the ark of the covenant in heaven. Praise Jesus. What is going to cause the sun to stop giving light? Even the moon and the stars. For hell called the bottomless pit and the prison of God, they will be opened. And they will get out all people who had been put there. The angels of death and hell will bring them on earth, on this planet. It's what they call the resurrection of the evil people, when the evil raise up for shame and everlasting destruction. They are going to come from the bottomless pit, where they have been beating them with a lot of torments.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. But this we studied them when we studied the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from, in the Jerusalem city of heaven. Revelations 9, it shows if the bottomless pit, it is opened, the sun has to stop giving light, and the moon, it stops giving light. That's why they told you, when the Son of Man is coming, the Lord Jesus, the sun will never give light, the moon will stop giving light. The reason when you reach in this hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, there is a serious darkness there. Others are beaten, shouting from the other extreme. Even others to the other extreme. Even others scattered in it. You don't easily see your colleague there. Now the day they will open them, the sun can never give light on the darkness which comes from there. It's very heavy. For when we saw of hell, its darkness moves like a wall. It cuts and it has leathers within it.
It
appears like flesh which had been teared. And when the darkness will come out, the sun will not be able to give its light. It can be giving light, but it will never match the darkness from hell. It means what? All the lights of the world will never light. When you have lighted your lamp, and your lamp, you cannot see. Let's read Revelations 9. Revelations 9 from verse 1.
Malaika owokutaano n'afuuwa, ne ndaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu n'egwa ku nsi. N'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma. N'asumuula obunnya obutakoma, n'omukka ne guva mu bunnya, ne gulinnya ng'omukka gw'enkoomi ennene. N'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka gw'omu bunnya. Ne mu mukka ne muva enzige ku nsi. Ne ziweebwa obuyinza ng'enkyaba ez'obusagwa ez'omu nsi bwe zirina obuyinza.
Tugenda tutegeera be bayita ensige.
We are going to understand who they are calling locusts.
Bamalayika b'emagombe.
The angels of hell.
Malayika w'okufa.
Angel of death.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga kigambibwa.
But it is said.
Se malayika ono ayitidde munyeenye.
That this angel called the star.
He
opened the bottomless pit.
Njuba yalekerawo.
The sun stopped to give its light.
Olw'omukka.
Because of the smoke, for that smoke is very dark. You know, smoke which goes to the sun and stops giving light. Let me tell you, people in hell have problems. You have to clean their face to understand this is so and so. For darkness covers them like mud which has covered someone.
Yes, yes.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus. There is total darkness there. Maybe to see a fire raised there, and they are burning someone within hell. Do you see there the person being burnt? Now that smoke, on the day the Lord is going to come back,
just
first come total darkness. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
In this darkness,
it
will begin from 12 of midday until around 3 p.m.
Yes, we
praise Amen. Jesus. We know the day.
Yes,
we know the hour.
Yes,
of which Jesus is going to appear. But we don't know the day. We know the signs only. Which were shown to us. But the hour is known.
It's
going to come when it is day. It will be 12 of midday. But it's going to get night. That's why it is said.
It's
going to come like a thief in the night. For it's going to get night.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. For the day he comes, when we study something back, trumpet will sound like that. The ones in hell are going to open and bring people up here. The saints too is going to come back with them from the city of God. But before they reach here, darkness is going to capture the entire world, and every person doesn't see where they are going. That darkness, it appeared on the day when he committed up his spirit, that he may go to preach the gospel of the one in hell. We are in Luke 23. We began from verse 38.
Luke esula yabiri musatu olinyirwa satu munana. Ne wabaawo ne baluwa waguru we nti ono ye kabaka w'Abayudaaya. Omu ku abo abaakola obubi abaawanikibwa n'amuvuma ng'agamba nti, si gwe Kristo, weerokole wekka naffe. Naye owookubiri n'addamu n'amunenya n'agamba nti, n'okutya totya Katonda kubanga oli ku kibonerezo kye kimu naye. Era ffe twalangibwa nsonga kubanga ebisaanidde bye twakola bye tusasulibbwa. Naye ono takolanga kigambo ekitasaana. N'agamba nti, Yesu, onkijjukiranga bw'olijja mu bwakabaka bwo. Yesu n'amugamba nti, mazima nkugamba nti leero onooba nange mu lusuku lwa Katonda. Awo obudde bwali butuuse essaawa nga mukaaga. Ne waba ekizikiza ku nsi yonna okutuusa essaawa mwenda.
Olidde ekyaliwo.
You've heard what happened.
Ekizikiza ssaawa mukaaga.
Darkness happened from midday unto three.
Ebyamabiri wakati w'essaawa zino essatu.
Mysteries are between the 3 hours.
Bagenda okakasa kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo
ogutukuvu. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that they are real.
Ze ssaawa essatu ezo z'olaba.
Those are the 3 hours you see.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
naye nga ku lunaku lyewaayo omwoyo
enzikiza yakwata darkness capture the earth
tugambe nga sawa katikati
assuming it's now
ne buziba nnyo
and it gets total darkness in the night
buli omu n'asooka agenda neyeba
and everyone first goes back to sleep
abaana ne beewunya ki ekibaddewo
and others wondered what has happened
wano ewaava enkyukakyuka za kalenda y'ensi
here is the change of the calendar of the world when it happened
kubanga bukyanga ensi ebeerawo tusi yaakamala emyaka
2,000 years
ezo emyaka 2,000
the 2,000 years
zaatandikako olwo olunaku
they began from that day
obudere bwaziba saa mukaaga nebukya saa mwenda
it got night in, at midday and it got day at 3
ne tulyoka tufuna kalenda empya gye
tutambulira and we got a new calendar we move by
kubanga kalenda zedda zaabalanga ziva ku ntono nga kunene nga zigenda ku ntono kunene nga zigenda ku ntono Yesu yebazibwe.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga twasobola kufuna kalenda empya.
But we are able to get the new calendar.
Kati ku lunaku lwagenda okudda.
When the day is going to come back.
Zigenda kuba saa mukaaga ogw'emisana.
It's going to be 12 of midday.
Naye obudde bujja kuziba.
But it will get night.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Ekizikiza nno ekyamaanyi ddala.
It will be total darkness.
Katuyongereyo tubulire.
Let's move on.
Luka 23:5.
Luke 23:45.
Awo budde bwali butuuse essaawa nga mukaaga ne waba ekizikiza ku nsi yonna okutuusa essaawa 9 enkiba obutayaka n'ejjigi ery'omuyeekaawo ne liyibikamu wakati awo Yesu n'ayogera n'eddoboozi ddene n'agamba nti kitange nteeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo bwe yamala okwogera ekyo n'awaayo obulamu
obulamu buno bwe yabuwaayo wano balaga
Here they show
nti ate seba amagombe gaali gakuddewo ng'ayolekedde mu magombe
that hell had opened and was heading to hell
obunnya obutakoma
the bottomless pit
komera lya katonda
the prison of God
mumwali mule omubiri mwagusigaza
you remain with the body on earth
naye ate omwoyo gwo ne gugenda mu geyena
but the spirit went unto hell
ennaku ezi
3 days
teyali mu ntaana
wa wasn't in the grave
yali eri mu bunnya obutakoma
he was in the bottomless pit
ng'abuulira enjiri ab'emirembe giri egy'edda
when he preached the gospel of the old generations
katonda bye yali agumiinkirizaako
which God had paired with
sikugambye nti kuba mu magombe bajja kujjayo
I've not told you fall in hell they will get you out of there
ebyo byaliwo mu nnaku ezaayita
those happened in the olden days
asiraka kutanda leero n'ogwa mu geyena
if you dare fall in hell now
tojja kuwona
you will not be saved
okusobola kuzza mwana wa katonda
omukomerere you can never bring back the son of God to glorify him that he may die for you.
Naye nnaku ezisatu ze tubogerako.
But the 3 days we speak of.
Ze yamalanga agabagamba ali mu ntaana.
Which is spread they said was in the grave.
Omubiri gwe gwali mu ntaana.
The body was in the grave.
Omwoyo gwali gwolekedde mu geyena.
The spirit had headed to hell.
Era yaliyo ng'abonyaabonyezebwa ebitagambika.
They are in serious torments and punishment.
Kubanga ffe.
For we.
Kwali bakubibwa emboko z'ebibi byaffe wano.
We are to be beaten beatings of our sins on earth.
Ne makombe.
Even in hell.
Ne nyanja y'omuliro.
Even the lake of fire.
Naye
but
yakugamba kimu
he tells you one thing
yonna yabiyitamu
he passed through all of them
bamukubezawa nezizo
beat him here for your sake
agena nizema gome
even went for the portion of hell he was beaten he said if you raise up here
foko kubita kuinako buyinza abakuonyeza
the second death has no right over you here safe
yenyanja yomuliro
it's the lake of fire
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
kati chiri bwechi
now it is like this
nti gworaba kizikiza kyali kikutte saa mukaaga
darkness happening at midday
naye tomanyi gye kyava
but you don't know where it came from
kati olwaleero zuula gye kyava
they discover where it came from
yesu we yali awadde agenze mu magombe nga bagagudde
at headed to hell it was opened
kuba ye tebaamusuulayo busuuzi
he wasn't just thrown there
ye yetwalayo
he took himself there
tuli mu Peter ekisooka
we are in 1 Peter
esuula ya kusatu
1 Peter chapter 3
Peter ekisooka Isuli yokusatu
tutandizo la 17.
We began from verse 17.
No linyiro la 17. Kumanga kye kisinga obulungi katonda bwayagala mukwagala kwe. Mwokubonya abonyezebwa nga mukola obulungi okusinga nga mukola obubi. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonya abonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu. Omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu. Atulete eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo 8
Yesu yebazibwe
ab'omulembe
gwa Nuuwa
the people of the Noah
bonna ng'ogyeko abantu munana bokka.
All of them besides eight people.
Bonna baali babasulayo mu kkomera.
All of them had been cast in the prison.
Mu geyena.
In hell.
Obunnyo obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Kati mukama waffe Yesu.
Now our Lord Jesus.
Ennaku zino satu zetwalabanga tali mu mubiri.
The 3 days we saw he was not in the body.
Bakututte wali mu mpuku.
He was taken in the hall.
Oba gye tumanyinga entaana.
Known as the grave.
Ye ali mu moyo agenze.
He in spirit he had entered to hell.
Mukomera
in the prison.
Nabulira enjiri.
And he preached the gospel there.
Erekishingo kwewunyisa.
What surprises most?
Zimje tujora bebisi.
On the things which are hard we shall see.
Ye enjiri yabulira mugeye.
The gospel he preached in hell.
Obo chali yao.
If you're still there.
Ngosoma Isaiah 5 musa.
And you're reading Isaiah 53.
Ndi yakubibwa ruko somya kwa.
He was beaten for our sins.
Eremigoje jituonye.
And by his stripes you are healed.
Wenoroza jikuonya bwavu.
And the thing they heal your poverty.
Nedaba.
Not my friend.
Kubana nabanyazi nababbi nabinzi balina ebintu
munyo. The robbers, the immoral people and the adulterers have all of things. Bali
watukube emige emirundi eje.
They had to beat us 2 times.
Munsi wano.
On this earth.
Mukeyena.
In hell.
Oluvanyuma tuokyebwe.
After we shall be burned.
Nyanja y'omuliro.
Lake of fire.
Cheyakora.
It's what he did.
Bamkubejawa.
He was beaten the portion of here.
Namukubane magombe
in hell he was beaten.
Erabo tunasoma kukanyomera ako.
Very sad aspect.
Bamukubane bamuhasana mu wano
wewe. He was beaten and he was crushed into 2 portions. He was crushed into 2 parts in his body.
Tuvura abo tubatusoma Isaiah 5 musa.
That's why when read Isaiah 53.
Yakubi woro kusobya kwa.
He was beaten for our sins.
Ereni kojeje jituonya.
By his stripes you are healed.
Nti okubona abona kwemirembe je. Kwemirembe je afe kwatekebwa kuye.
The suffering of our generation was put on him.
Bali babona abone nakuzonna.
We had to suffer all day.
Bonane bakuteeka kuye.
And all suffering was put on Jesus. When he reached hell,
mubunyo butako,
in the bottomless pit,
komera lya Katonda,
prison of God,
uliye yamukiriza,
whoever believed him,
gwabadde bakubanga baziza kuye,
the beating they were beaten to Jesus this time,
abamusibye njegere,
and he was tied with chains,
bano bamalaika abakora yabye magongo,
the angels walking there of the hell,
naagamba olujegere lwange baluzi tuyeza, abasajja nga tebamuta,
and he said they have tightened my chain,
nanga agenda maso okubagamba,
but he went to tell them,
nze mulokozi wamwe,
I am your savior,
mukirize mulokoke,
believe, be saved,
enjiri yajubulire magombe,
preached in hell,
ati simanyi obe magombe otwalayo enjiri ya motoka,
I don't know whether in hell you take that
obe magombe otwalayo enjiri ya nyumba,
or you take gospel of houses in hell.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Abantu banabulira anjiri kankubuye.
People have not preached the gospel yet.
But stories that call us saint.
They are in stories of making money.
Kuvuga mamoto kana ebilinge ebi.
Drive cars and things like that.
Yesi anjiri jetura mu Bible.
Not the gospel we see in the Bible.
Ebyo Katonda yagamba ngenda kubibongera ku bwongezi.
God said I'm going to add them to you.
Munonyo bwakabaka n'obutuukirivu.
Seek the kingdom and righteousness.
Yesi gade bibongereko.
The rest I add them to you.
Amen.
Na Yesu bamukube emige emagombe.
Jesus was beaten in hell.
Mukyaraba wane ezino zebazanya mu
films. You still see this acted in films.
Kankubulira ko ne generation chegero kola.
Me tell what me
generation. Tugenda zanya film ya Yesu ngali emagombe.
We are going to act the film of Jesus in hell.
Na bamukuba kiboko
and he's being beaten.
Ade tumuzanye nga azukirayo.
And we shall act him when he's resurrected.
Na koma wano kunsi.
Coming back on earth.
Na imusiba na alioka agenda
mu. And lifted to heaven.
Filimu tenagwayo.
The film is not finished.
Banga bazanya ko wano.
But the only act
emike jamu kuibwa wano.
The beatings on earth.
Ye jamu kuibwa magombe tamana jisa.
The one in hell have not been acted.
Amen.
Tulino zanye ya wano zanye ya magombe.
The film of earth and the one of hell.
Aju aliyo ketu muzukize yaliyo kayambuke.
We resurrect him to ascend in heaven.
Enako satu azirima go bakuba
kibokoze
abasajja abo babadoni ngaba kubeze.
Those men the abadons can beat.
Ba malaika be magombe.
The angels of hell.
Yababulira enjiri naye goroza yavayo na bameka
batono. He preached the gospel. Think how many got out. A few of them.
Omanye chabao.
You know what happened?
Satan yalinga agenda yo na balima.
The devil used to go there and deceive them.
Mumujukira muisa 10 na nyamu.
Remember him in Isaiah 14:9.
Baka abiri mota.
And 25.
Yagenda ngo ne aga manze munyenyenja.
We told them I'm the morning star.
Eranze murokozi wa.
I am your savior.
Kakati Yesu agenda okugenda.
As Jesus went there.
Ati bamukube ni go atabanga murokoke.
He tells them be safe
murokozi choyo na.
So what kind of savior is this one?
Era batona abamukiriza.
A few believed him.
Okulibonga Adam na abalala
tujja kubala bako. People like Adam and others we shall see of them.
Mayeka nkubulire.
But let me tell you.
Gwaraba kizikiza kwata watu wamanya kyali kibase.
So darkness happening on earth you never knew why.
Musaje yali agenze magombe.
Jesus had headed to hell.
Era no agampadde yo moyo gwange.
And he said I surrender my spirit.
But watu rozo bagu wadde katonda gutware mukuru.
We thought he had given it to God to take it back to heaven.
Mukeyena.
In hell.
Gena neyo banunura anti wajja kubafiri
and redeem for you came to die for them
yagendayo n'abulira enjiri ennaku ezi.
He went preached 3 days there.
Olwokusatu n'akomawo.
And the third day he came back.
Omwoyo mutukuvu yamunonayo.
And the spirit got him out of there.
N'agamba kimala.
And he said to them,
"Now,
let me come for you."
Ebisinga betumanyi ku Yesu bya kitundu.
Most of what we know of Jesus is half.
Ate ba Roman Empire bebabbe ebintu.
And the Roman Empire stole all these things.
Bemuyita Roman Catholic Church.
When you call the Roman Catholic Church.
Nze sijimanyi nga Roman Catholic Church.
I don't know it as the Roman Catholic Church.
Sijimanyi nga Roman Empire.
I know it as the Roman Empire.
Yekwese bwekwese.
It's just hidden.
Muwe mutu mujira mujira banga Roman Catholic Church.
You see, it is the Roman Catholic Church.
Nayi Roman Empire.
But it's the Roman Empire.
Ensoro yaone chiwundu we ina.
Got healed of a wound. It's now around.
Baji kolere chifana nyao.
They made an image for it.
Nebasi ita Roman Catholic
Church. And they called the Roman Catholic Church.
Kumbe chifana nche nyini chisinsa abantu ensoro eri
yenyini. Yet the image is causing people worship the real beasts.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Eranga bakunganyiza kati enzikiriza zonna.
And they have gathered all beliefs right now.
Nokutukira dda kubarokole.
Reaching to the born again.
Batugame nafe tuwandisenge ddi.
They told us to register as a religion. We shall not register as a religion.
Amen.
Tetucha ali barokole gundi.
We are still born again.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Bwe tunafuka ddi.
We have not become a religion, we are born again.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Tugenda kubanga abanja abatabangula ekigambo.
You're not going to be like many who mess up the word of God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Nayenga ekimukutyesosa kunyonyola.
What I first explained.
Lwaki enjuba ejja kuzikira.
Why the sun will stop giving light.
Mukuzukira kuno okubi.
In this second resurrection.
Kubanga magombe gagenda kugulawo.
Hell is going to open.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Erango otegedde.
And you have understood.
Sawa mmeka.
What time? When is going to come back?
Zija kubasa mukago
kwemisana. It's going to be 12 of midday.
Obudde buzibe
and it will get night.
Muchizikiza nechikute
chinene total darkness.
Nga sinaba kunyonyola.
Before I explain.
Ba malaika bana bebayise enzike zivambo nyobuta
kwa. The angels they have called locusts from the bottomless pit.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kugena kudayo kwa Mathayo 2 munya.
We are going to get back to Matthew 24.
Abiri muenda
29.
Tubeka akabonera akala ketongera kunyonyola.
And we see and get explained of another sign.
Matayo esula ya bilimunya nolinyiru wa bilimuenda.
Matthew 24 verse 29.
Na ya mangu wako, oruvanyuma lwechibonyo obonyo echo munako ezo. Enjube lifuka echizikiza. No mwezi teguli ole samusana guwago. Nemu nye nye zili guwa okufa muguru. Na manya guwa muguru, gali nye nye zebwa. Au, lukalida vika kabonero kwa mwana womuntu. Muguru.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Tugenze kamaleto ko mwana wo.
We want the sign of the Son of Man.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Wanga abantu munsiyo nabakalinze.
People in the entire world are waiting for it.
Bakamba kabonera ko kalibira katia.
They say how will that sign appear?
Bwe karaba anka kasenga yeye.
I see to prove that is the one.
Ebimo ku bintu ebizibu ennyo wansi wenjuba.
The hardest things under the sun.
Akamonero ko mwana wo muntu.
The sign of the Son of Man.
Eriba kubanga standa ina kabonero
the devil has his sign.
Lukaga nkaga mmoka.
The number 666.
Naye akomwana omuntu
cheki. But the one of the Son of Man, what is that?
Kuliba musara bagwali balaga.
Will it be the cross he will display to us?
Goroza checho.
You think what is this?
Murugendo lwekuru twabira ba.
In the journey of heaven we saw that.
Kuli ne ba malaika.
Are we with the angels?
Kabonero cheki.
What sign is this?
Era bonu munyi Jesu noga kuvano goka. Manyi bulungi
nyo. Generation you going to live when you know it.
Kuli kanyo nyora.
That you can explain it.
Yes, he was it.
Amen.
Ogenda kuba manyaka mwendo ko mwana wo muntu.
You got to know the sign of the Son of Man.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Bible yemwogera ko.
Bible speaks
of kama amusiza akabonera.
That God has put his sign.
Yes, he was
upon him.
Amen.
Naye akabonera ko kwekachi.
But what is that sign?
Erani atusaka akabonera.
Who puts that sign upon us?
Moyo mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Katusoka tugenda ko Mathayo 17.
Let's first go to Matthew 17.
Akabonera kano yali akatulaze.
He has ever shown this sign to us.
Matayo esula yekumino msambu.
Tutandisa na unyori soka.
From verse 1.
Matthew 17 from verse 1.
Enaku omukaga weza itao. Yesu natwala Petero ne Yakobo. Ne Yakobo ne Yokana muganda we. Nabali nyisa kulusozi oluwanvu bokka. Nafusiba mu maso gaabwe. Amaso ge ne gamasamasanga enjuba. Ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ng'omusana. Laba. Musa ne Eliya ne babalabikira nga boogera naye. Petero n'addamu n'agamba Yesu nti Mukama wange kirungi ife okubeera wano.
Yes, he was with
Jesus.
Yagamba.
He said,
bwabatwala eri Kristo.
When he took them to the mountain,
n'ayakanga ki?
And he shined like the sun.
Ekisinga okwewunyisa ku lunaku lwo
kye nalaba. What is surprising on this day what I saw?
Ng'ekizikiza kikutte zigizigi.
There was total darkness.
Yes, we are going to vayo ng'omusana gw'ensi.
Jesus is the one going to come out as the light of the world.
Era kye bayita akabonero ke.
What they call a sign.
Gwe musana ogwaka ennyo omungi.
It is the much sunshine which lights.
Uliriza bulungi ebigambo
bino. Listen clear these words.
Era kw'olwo ng'enzikiza ekutte.
And that the way darkness will capture the
heart. Agenda kuvayo ng'ayaka nnyo wonna wonna nga bamulaba.
Going to come out shining all over.
Kikakasibwe nti buli liriso lirikola ki?
To be proven.
Lirimulaba.
I will see him.
Enzikiza ng'ekutte.
There is darkness.
Yagenda okubanga amuli
sensi yonna. He alone will light the entire world.
Kati abalina ba Yesu simanyi Yesu wabeera mu kasenge.
Had that Jesus is in the room.
Lunaku lwa nsonyi nnyeri ababi.
Day of shame to the evil.
Ye musana gwe nsonyi
gwe. He is the light of the world, you see.
Yagamba mu Yokana 12.
He said in John 12.
Yokana 8:12.
John 8:12.
Yagamba bwati.
He said this.
Yokana 8:12. Yokana esula y'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Awo Yesu n'ayogera nabo nate nga n'agamba nti nze musana gw'ensi, angoberera tatambulirenga mu kizikiza naye anaabanga n'omusana ogw'obulamu.
Owulidde ekiriwo.
You hear what happens?
Ye mwenyini ye musana gw'ensi.
He himself is the light of the world.
Era ku lunaku olwo ekizikiza nga kimaze okuwala.
That day after darkness has captured the earth.
Tebaliddamu kulaba ku njuba ng'eyaka.
You could never see the sun lighting.
Newankubadde omwezi.
Not even the moon.
Kubanga bigenda tandika okuwambula omubiri gwabyo.
They too begin to unclothe their bodies.
Wabula yagenda okuba omusana.
He is all alone is going to be the sun.
Era buli liiso we lirijja kuba limulaba.
Every eye wherever it will be to be seeing him.
Yesu ye was
raised Jesus.
Kyava abagambye.
That's why he has told us.
Nze musana gw'ensi.
I am the light of the world.
Kwa olwo tugenda omumanya.
That day we shall know.
Bannabbi biye biki.
Who are the prophets.
Abatume be bani.
Who are the apostles.
Ye aba Kristo be baliwa.
And who are the ones of Christ.
Temuulira mbu simanyi waliyo Muhammad simanyi.
Don't you hear there is Muhammad.
Temugenda mulabako ku.
You shall never see him that day.
Ng'omusana gwa mwe.
As your light.
Aliba Yesu mukama wa fi.
Jesus our master.
Temuulira bakuba Yesu Yesu bano bemuulira Yesu wejiri.
You never see Jesus of different places.
Yesu yajja kunsi.
The Jesus who came on earth.
Azukina nadda ogwe mugenda okulaba.
And he raised up back to heaven is one.
Oye yatuma omwoyo we mufe.
He who sent his spirit in us.
Yagenda vaya muli sensi yonna.
He is going to come and light the entire world.
Ati gwa badaita Yesu wagu.
You has been calling the Jesus of the
Spirit.
Jesus is one who was given us all.
Katonda byagale nsino kwayo na wayo mwana wo mugwa.
God so loved the world he gave out his one son.
Amukiriza tegumusinze.
The one who believes no condemned.
Atamukiriza gumaze okumusinga.
The one who never believes is condemned.
Kurunakoru.
On that day.
Mukuzukira kwa kubiri.
In the second resurrection.
Kama ferwa gendo okudda.
When the Lord will come back.
Unakulwa rapture.
The day of rapture.
Unakulorekedde omusango.
The day we head to judgment.
Yesu ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Agenda kuvenga omusana gwe.
He's going to come out as the light of the world.
Era Yokana.
In John.
Sure ne esoka.
John chapter 1.
Onyoro okuna.
Verse 4.
Bakoro omusango.
And to 7.
Tuegenda otukirira.
It's going to come to pass.
Mujuvu bwayo.
In its fullness.
Yokana esula esoka n'olunyiriri okuna.
John chapter 1 verse 4.
Obulamu bwali mu ye, obulamu ne buba omusana gw'abantu. Omusana ne gwaka mu kizikiza. So ekizikiza tekyagutegeera. Walabika omuntu Katonda gwe yatuma erinnya lye Yokana. Oyo yajja olw'okutegeeza ategeeze eby'omusana bonna bakkirize ku bubwe. Oyo si ye musana wabula okutegeeza eby'omusana.
Yali ategeeza bya musana.
He was witnessing of the light.
Waliwo nti waliwo omusana ogw'amazima ogwakira buli muntu nga gujja mu nsi.
Gujja.
It comes.
Era bwana aba avaayo.
When you are okay, coming.
Omanye enjuba egenda oferinga ejja mpola mpola.
A sun which is going to come little by little spreading all over. And it is consuming the entire world. And it's the only light which can take away the darkness from hell.
Amen.
Musana okujja mu nsi.
Light coming in the world.
Nga gwaka. Musana ogw'amazima.
Light of truth.
Oyinza okubola benjuba buli
kyo. You may see the sun always.
Ebadde kisiikirize
ki? It's been his shadow. He is the real light.
Olunaku olwagenda mulabirako ddala. Nze bwe namulaba nasigala awuga.
I remain
when
I'm just amazed at worshipping the light.
Amen.
That day,
when they say there will be sign of Panama, now you understand what sign, what will happen that time.
Agenda kuvayo omusana nga gujja nga gwaka munsi.
Going to come a light shining in the world.
Muchizikize chibade chikute.
In the darkness which has been.
Awatali suvi.
Where there is no hope.
Yali bayaka.
He will be the one shining.
Era abatamukirize ogenda kulaba ensonyi ezigendo beera.
Who never believe him, you're going to see the
shame. Nawe abadde amuzanyira zanyiramu.
And you has been joking in Jesus. We the saints, we are going to appear coming behind him and we come on earth. What is called the resurrection of the saints. We are not going to come in the darkness. After we meet our colleagues who be living,
and
we ascend to meet the sun. You know,
it's
going to disappear gradually and leave darkness for them. And we are going to the night. We enter the city. I saw those things. I said, my God, this is even in scriptures, that we are coming for you the second time we go
to
study. For sometime I first saw, and sometime they took us to study what I've seen. I want to prove to you. Prove you believe Jesus in reality, not to con him.
You will
con yourself, you're not conning any person.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That day is going to be very hard for you.
If
it finds you when you have no light in you, there is no way you connect with that through your light.
We must
have the same sign which is like him. Within you there must be a light of the word of God.
Amen.
We are
in John.
Let's
briefly go back up.
Yokana esula esoka n'olunyiri olw'okuna.
John chapter 1 from verses 4.
Obulamu bwali mu ye, obulamu ne bwo omusana gw'abantu. Omusana ne gwaka mu kizikiza. Se kizikiza tekyagutegeera. Walabika omuntu Katonda gwe yatuma. Erinnya lye Yokana. Oyo yajja olw'okutegeeza ategeeze eby'omusana. Bonna bakkirize ku bubwe. Oyo si ye musana, wabula okutegeeza eby'omusana. Waliwo omusana ogw'amazima ogwakira buli muntu nga gujja mu nsi. Yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe, era ensi teyamutegeera. Yajja mu matwale ge, naye abali matwale ge tebaamusembeza. Naye bonna abaamusembeza yabawa obuyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda. Bebakkiriza erinnya lye.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tukusaba gwe wenna.
We request you all, you
pastors,
not believe this light. If you want to be saved from the shame which will happen on that day, accept this light. For that day, it's a sign it's going to be bringing. And it shines in the entire world. And after that, after we've been raptured and we are ascending up, darkness is going to be swallowed by him, the whole of it. And he will lead us back to enter the city. And we wait them for judgment. They remain on earth with angels of death and hell, and the beatings are happening on earth.
The
pangas, the fire, and other weapons.
It says
in that time they will seek for death and they will never find it. When I saw these things, it drew me not, I wasn't afraid.
But
I understood how I have to be moving in God. For there is a wrong fear. The fear of the devils, which can rather draw you to even forget doing righteousness, which makes you cry for a moment. You know you are used in those things of crying, and when they tell you things, you are crying crocodile tears. Yet you're crying for a moment. You've forgotten the everlasting crying which will happen on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I want you to understand these words. The Son of God, we shall see his sign that day. The sign of the light of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible says,
Yokana esule yomukaga.
In John 6. Yokana esule yomukaga.
Verse 27.
N'olinyirwa biri mu musanvu. Temukolera kyakulya ekiggwaawo, naye ekyokulya ekirwawo okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo. Omwana w'omuntu kyalibawa. Kubanga kitaffe ye Katonda amusizzaako oyo akabonero.
Alina akabonero kaani?
He has the sign of the Father.
Omwana wa Katonda.
The Son of God.
Kama wafe Yesu.
That's the Lord Jesus.
Akabonero ako.
And that sign.
Omusana okusinga obungi.
Of the greatest light.
Omwoyo ye yakamusaako.
The Spirit is the one who put this sign upon him.
Yesu ye
bozi. Praise Jesus.
Era ajja kuvaayo ng'omusana omungi.
Come out as great light.
Mukizikiriza wakati.
In the midst of darkness.
Kati ffe abamukkiriza.
We will believe.
Abali babakyali abalamu.
We shall still believe in our
earth.
It will be joy.
Nduru.
It will be shouting. It will be happy.
Banafa abatukufunga batwegattako.
The saints are joining on us.
Atamukkiriza otojja sobola namu. Tewali kadde kakukkiriza.
We never believed him. There was no time to believe him that time.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tubura akamba kunganya mafuta kati.
That's why they say gather the oil right now.
Awasomu gore ngatanda bakujja.
The one who marries before the bride comes.
Wana jira.
When he comes.
Ojake no no nya mafuta
ngate muri. By the time you look for oil you never find it.
Bible yegamba.
Bible says.
Ti abantu abawala banobo nabe
baka. Both these there were 10 girls. The wise virgins were 5. And the foolish were 5. Now the 5 wise, they slept when they filled oil in their lamps. We speak of the 7 spirits. Filled of the Spirit. Others had gotten little oil. For they wanted to access to knowledge about God. And they said, we don't want to know much. And they both slept. The problem. The foolish slept within hell. And the oil totally finished from them. The wise were in Jerusalem city. When the bride came,
he
is speaking of resurrection. Not sleeping, physical sleep. Both of them slept. Others slept without oil.
It
means what? The foolish who slept had the seal of the devil. And they had 666 upon
them.
It shines black upon them. It's inscribed upon them. Black. In the forehead. Even in the palms. The other time, they would never have the seal of God, which the Lord Jesus has, to prove one thing. Prove you have the seal of God. For the seal of God, for he is the source of it, you will have much light. We do the time we shall be shining in our forehead like Moses.
Amen.
And we shall meet the true light.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But it is said, the Spirit is the one who puts this seal upon us. Like the Spirit on Christ, when he will be upon us, we too shall have that sign of the Son of Man, which is
going
to appear on the other day.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We are in Ephesians 4 from verse 30.
Abefeso esula eyokuna n'olunyiriro amakumi asatu.
Ephesians 4 verse 30.
Sete muna kuwasanga mwoyo mutukuvu owa Katonda eyabateesaako akabonero okutuusa olunaku olw'okununulibwa. Okukaawa kwonna n'obusungu n'obukambwe n'okukaayana n'okuvuma bibavengako awamu n'ettima lyonna, era mubeerenga n'obulungi mwekka na mwekka abakwatibwa ekisa, nga musonyiwagananga era nga Katonda bwe yabasonyiwa mu Kristo.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Omwoyo.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, is the
one who put the sign upon us. The one who put it upon the Lord Jesus. The
mighty
light we're going to be seeing shining.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
ojja kumanya nga omwoyo wa Kristo.
You will know that the spirit is of Christ.
Era buli alisinga ni wangatali na mwoyo wa Kristo.
Whoever was formed without the spirit of Christ,
taliwera uwe.
They would never be of Christ.
Nabo twawulira mu Barumi sura ya 8.
Like we had in Romans 8.
Kuva ku lwokuna.
From verses 4.
Paka olwa 14.
And to 14.
Atali na mwoyo wa Kristo.
Whoever without the spirit of Christ,
era mwoyo wa kitafu.
And it's the spirit of the Father.
Si uwe.
They are not of Christ.
Wanga bakulumira mwoyo wa Katonda.
They are led by God is the Spirit.
Abo bibana ba Katonda.
They are the children of God.
Unakolo tujjo kubala bila ddala.
That day we shall clearly see them.
Unakolo kwa ulembuzi nendika.
The day to separate a sheep from the goat.
Obuliwo
in physical.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Na inga tumanyi.
But we know.
Ukama afu kubanga afutukabo musana kwa mwoyo mmoja.
Out of Jesus to come the son of much spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kwa kubantu webali bamumuwa te bamupima.
Is that when the spirit was given him, was given him without measure. We are in the book of John. John chapter 1. 34.
Yokana esule soka nolu njiru asa tumunya. Nange nendaba netegeza nti oyo ye mwana wa Katonda. Olunako lwaddirira nate Yokana yali nga ayimiridde n'abo ku bayigirizwa be babiri. N'atunuulira n'atuna Yesu ng'atambula. N'agamba nti laba omwana gw'endiga ogwa Katonda. Abayigirizwa abo ababiri ne bawulira ng'ayogera ne bagoberera Yesu. Yesu n'akyuka n'abalaba nga bamugoberera. N'abagamba nti munoonya ki? Ne bamugamba nti Rabbi, amakulu gaakyo bwe kitegeezebwa nti omuyigirizwa. Osula wa? N'abagamba nti mujje munaalabawo. Ne bajja ne balaba waasula.
Katuddeko katono waggulu.
Let's move up back.
Verse 31.
Yokana esula esooka olunyi lwa 31.
John chapter 1 from verse 31.
Yokana sula ya 3 olunyi lwa 34.
Katusome Yokana emu. Yokana emu.
John 1.
Yokana esula esoka olunyiri olwasa tumwa olumu.
From verse 31.
Nange saamumanya. Naye ayolesebwe Isirayiri kyenava nkikya nga mbatisa n'amazzi. Yokana n'ategeeza ng'agamba nti nalaba omwoyo ng'ava mu ggulu ng'ejjiba n'abeera ku ye. Nange saamumanya. Naye eyantuma okubatiza n'amazzi ye yaŋŋamba nti gw'oliraba omwoyo ng'akka ng'abeera ku ye oyo yabatiza n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Tubadde tunoonya
kabonero ke yamussaakoomwoyo omutukuvu.
Kano ke tulaba ennyo mu Matayo esula ey'okusatu olunyiriri okutandika olw'ekkumi n'etaano akabonero k'omwoyo omutukuvu akakka ku ye
naye
ekigambibwa omwoyo baali bamumuwa
it was never measured.
Okusinziira mu Yokana esula ey'okusatu
according to John 3 verse 34.
Yokana esula ey'okusatu olunyi lwa 34.
John 3 verses 34.
Kubanga Katonda gwe yatuma ayogera ebigambo bya Katonda kubanga bw'agaba omwoyo tamugerera.
Yes, he was.
Praise
Jesus.
When he was given a spirit,
he
never measured for him.
The
entire spirit in his fullness springs from the Lord Jesus.
He
is the one who sends him to us.
And
if the spirit who appears within the lampstand
in
Revelation 4, verses 5. Revelation 4, verse 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emiy'omusanvu egya Katonda.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo yajjuzibwamu omwoyo nga bw'omulaba mu kikondo
ky'ettaala
era nga teyapimirwa nga bw'olaba nga gyakanga
ettaala.
Ku lunaku luli w'ogenda omulaba
ajja
kuvaamu flames musanvu
ez'omusana
and they
move on to distribute themselves and they throw light all over. Now it will connect so much with you who will have the seal of God just as Moses had it. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When he was shining in his forehead, when he saw him 2 Corinthians that chapter 3, praise Jesus. Verses 14 and to 17, you see how he was shining in the forehead, and you enter Exodus 2.
You're
moving on to see those words.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But
that's
the Holy Spirit. It was put upon him. And in his fullness,
it's
the sign which will come out as much light to shine to all nations on the day he's going to be coming back, on the second resurrection, on the rapture.
It's
the day of judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But it's required of us to prepare ourselves. All this we studied them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, more especially in the center of that city where there is the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And in this much light of the Holy Spirit, within which are going to be eyes which see where every creation is, and every person to be taken where they are, and they are to direct the groups of angels who are seven.
Peter
is right there. John is there. You get this one from there. What will happen there? They surprised me so much.
And
I loved so much to be among the ones to be taken.
Both
they will be coming with the Lord Jesus. Speak of the saints who rest within heaven. Revelation 5, verse 6. What will be within his seven eyes, which will appear like rays of sun, which will lighten the entire world, as it comes from the Lord Jesus.
Kubikulisuleyo kutano olinyiro mukaga. Nende wakati wentebe, nebinamu ebina. Ne wakati wabakade, umwana gwe ndiga nga imilite. Nga afana nange yatibwa. Nga lina mayembe umusanvu, na maso umusanvu. Jemiyo musanvu eja katonda, ejitumiwa munsizo na.
Yes, yes.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
Umusana ugo mkwakabwe kuti.
In that light shining like that,
it
can be seen every person. Everyone with the seal of God and the one without it.
There's
nowhere you're going to be hiding.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And here it is said in Revelation 1, verse 7.
Revelation 1,
verse 7.
Laba, ajja n'ebire, era buli liiso lirimulaba, n'aba bamufumita, n'ebika byonna eby'omu nsi birimukubira ebiwoobe. Weewaawo, amiina.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Laba ajjira ku ki?
See, he comes on the clouds.
Era ebika byonna byakumulaba.
And all clouds will be seeing him. All who pierced him,
yes,
praise Amen. Jesus. He too will be seeing them as he passes the seven eyes which come from the seven
spirits.
The much light is going to light.
It
will come like the sign of the Son of Man.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. No one will hide from him. They on earth will be seeing. He too will be seeing one by one. I see the whole of you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now he will be choosing out his.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And behind these, behind the seven eyes, and the seven spirits of God, is where the groups of angels who are going to be sent to pick out the saints of God. Praise Jesus. In that moment,
it
means the saints will have come to appear on earth, they in the city of God right now, and they will join with the one who will be still on earth, and we ascend together. Now the one getting from hell,
they will
first be left on earth for 5 months, and in the different torments. They will bring them after the angel of death and hell. They will be bringing them in the city of God. We are going to be there waiting for them to carry judgment out for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he has told you, every eye is to see him because of the sign of the Son of Man, which we have heard of.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now let's fight so much.
And here is where
there is a sign which was marked in Isaiah, Isaiah
19,
where the call of the nation Uganda is, as he's on the swift clouds, he's coming to Egypt. Not saying that he's going to come to sit here,
but
they to prepare for that work. It's the nation sometimes called Egypt. That name was changed. Right now they call us Africa. In the past seasons, the all territories were called Egypt. You think in the past seasons, Africa was known? All
were Uganda,
Africa.
Kenya,
where there is Uganda and all nations, they used to be called Egypt. Now in the language you study the Bible, Africa used to be called Egypt in those days. Now when you read there, you say Africa was not marked there. You want to discover again what nation will do the work of welcoming for his coming and to prepare all nations. They mark the source of the river Nile, which is in our nation Uganda. The restoration of the gospel here right now, it's in preparing all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus and to restore the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Let's briefly read in Isaiah. Isaiah 19 from verse 1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri, laba, Mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu najja mu Misiri. N'ebifaananyi eby'emisiri birinyeenyezebwa mu maaso ge. N'omutima gwa Misiri gulisaanuuka mu yo wakati. Era ndirwanya Abamisiri n'Abamisiri.
Ebyo byatandika
dda mu mbali. Those already began, you know it.
Sudan in Sudan.
Sudan and Sudan, they fight. Egypt themselves have been in war. The Somalians are in war. The Libyans each are fighting each other. And they don't know what is behind it. Even false churches will begin to fight each other. But they don't know that he is coming. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The sign which marked they will prepare for his coming to prepare all nations. In John 19 verse 5, they show you the source of the river Nile. Let's read there. In Isaiah.
Isaiah
19 verse 5.
Isaiah esula ya 19 5. N'amazzi galikendeera mu nnyanja, n'omugga guliweebuuka ne gukala, n'emigga giriwunya, n'obugga obw'emisiri bulikeewa ne bukala, n'ebitoogo n'essaalu biriwotoka, amalundiro agali ku Kiyira, ku lubalama lwa Kiyira kwennyini, ne byonna ebisigibwa ku Kiyira birikala, birigobebwawo, so tebiribaawo nate.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. They showed you along the Nile where that source, that river begins from. That river, it's a sign showing how the Spirit will be flowing in the entire world. And this sign, you proved it in John 5, verse 37 and to 39. Inside you will flow streams of living waters. And that is spoke meaning the Holy Spirit, who was being given us.
Now,
in this nation, Uganda, there is the flow of the Spirit who is going to flow in His fullness to prepare all people. They will yearn for God in the entire world for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Not coming to reign on earth, but
He's
coming back for His saints. Take us back in the city of God where our home is. When He was marking Israel, He marked it with the river Euphrates, according to Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. He marked Israel
for
the beginning of His works under the sun. He marked it with the river Euphrates.
Uganda,
according to Africa, they marked us with that river, River Nile, to show how the Spirit will flow, the last works of God under the sun. That's why you hear these words arising up today in this nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus. Not to say that we've displayed and called ourselves. This has been announced and proclaimed the entire world, but we are waiting for that moment. We are no more waiting for it. We are in the same season. We already began to work.
Recording our messages on
that. We are recording all messages. We want to throw messages to the nations. Like we study here, they will also access them. All they will yearn for the Lord. We are to begin many schools which train they were going to execute this work. And this is the first school. We shall join on schools of other people who yearn God and they like to continue to bring light. We will come them as they will come us, and we give them what we have, and we see them to what they have. If it's light, we move on together. If it's darkness, we wipe it away, and we bring light. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why you see the Holy Spirit. He revealed again His fullness.
It's
the seven spirits facing in the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus.
And
because of that, brethren, that sign of the Son of Man, like we had, it will be midday. It will be the day will come. We've understood the sign, which is made of the seven spirits of the Lord. Right now we're going to hear what is called the chief angel, who will sound the seventh trumpet. These angels are seven, and they're going to move under the seven eyes. One commander has never commanded ever since the earth existed. He holding the seventh trumpet. Revelations 8. Revelations 8 from verse 1.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'omusanvu, ne waba akasirikiro mu ggulu nga kitundu ky'essaawa. Ne ndaba malayika musanvu abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda. Ne baweebwa obugombe musanvu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika musanvu.
There are seven angels
n'obugombe musanvu.
With seven trumpets.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika omukaaga.
The six angels
musanvu guno.
Among the seven.
Babadde bafuuwa amakondere gano.
They have been sounding these trumpets.
Okuva ku lubereberye.
From the beginning.
And they
have been working with angels who are in Revelations 15.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus. Amen. But the seventh angel, he had never sounded his trumpet. It even has a seal upon it.
He
had never sounded how much of what he wants. You know, it's the trumpet given you when it is sealed. He has to go to the altar to remove the seal from the
altar.
Then he will sound it on that day. It's going to pass through. It will spread like that in the entire world.
And it
penetrates everyone's ear. I used to hear it and it is
penetrating.
Say, what kind of trumpet is this? Don't you call
it
soft death? Even the deaf will hear.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.
May God bless you.
Lunaku lwokuna.
On the first day.
N'olwokutaano.
And on Friday.
Tujja tandikira mu lugendo
lwe. We shall begin here on the journey of heaven.
Lunaku lwokubi n'olwokusatu.
On the Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuba
tulaba enkoza Satan.
We see the devil's schemes.
Eri Katonda eri ekkanisa.
Unto God and His church.
Yimuka ku bigere byo.
Stand on your feet.
Tusobole okusaba.
That we can pray.
Tweteeketeeke n'ebiweebwayo
byaffe. Prepare ourselves with our offerings.
Ebimu ebyekkumi.
And our tithe.
Kitaffe omwesigwa. Tukugulumiza era tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo. Tukwebaza olw'akaseera akalungi k'otuwadde mu kubeerawo okwo. Kabaka w'abakabaka nannyini buyinza, tugolokosa amaloboozi gaffe gy'oli okwebaza olw'akaseera akalungi k'otuwadde mu maaso go, era nga tukwebaza kubanga otuyigirizza okugasa. Otuukirizza byewandiika mu Isaaya 48 oyogera nti nze Mukama abayigirizza okugasa era mbalaza ebigambo ebijja bye mutamanyanga. Mukama otulaza ebigambo ebikulu era ebyobuyinza era ebyekitiibwa eby'omuwendo omungi. Wayogera mu Matayo essuula eri ey'omukaaga onyolwasatu paka asatu mulumu ti abamawanga banoonya ebyokulya, banoonya obugagga n'ebintu byonna, ti naye mmwe manyi nga nammwe mubyetaaga, wabula musooke munoonye obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu n'ebisigadde nabyo bongerako. Mukama tunoonyeza eby'obwakabaka bwo era n'olwetwongedde okutegeera ekitegeeza lwaki enzikiza eriberawo ku lunaku lw'olikomawo ng'ekutta ezzigizigi era ziribeera ssaawa mmeka z'olituuka wano, ziriba ssaawa mukaaga ayi Katonda ffe omwesigwa. Era ssebo tulabye n'akabonereko akalirabika ku lunaku olwo ak'omwoyo omutukuvu ak'omusana omungi oguli muli sensi yonna, era ku lunaku olwo kirikakasibwa tegwe musana omungi ogwaka nga gujja mu nsi yaffe. Ssebo Katonda ffe omwesigwa, kitaffe nannyini buyinza, twongedde okubikkulirwa ekigambo kyo Mukama waffe Yesu omwana wo ayi Kabaka bakabaka, era omwoyo yatukoze bulungi nnyo nnyini nga bwe kyawandiikibwa ti omwoyo yatubikkulira byonna kubanga tetumanyi bya Katonda wabula omwoyo wa Katonda. Weebalemu ebyo byonna twongedde okutegeera era twongedde okumulisibwa, tunadda neera okweyongera, naye tukusaba otume bamalayika baabo obugabirizi. Ssebo Kabaka bakabaka, wewe wayogedde nti munasooka okunoonya obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu ebisigadde nabyongerako, oyongere ku bantu bano bye beetaaga mulamu ne mukuweereza biwasuubiza mupita ekisooka sule ekyokubiri essuula esooka n'olwokusatu ti obuyinza bwo bumaze okuwa bye twetaaga mbulamu ne mukuweereza. Ssebo Kabaka bakabaka, omala okuwa abantu bo ebintu byonna gye biri bye beetaaga mu bulamu ne mukuweereza, baleme okuwa maata baleme okuyaggayagga olw'obwetaavu bwabwe. Mukama nga bwe kyandikwa mu ngero nti tondeka kuba mwavu si kubanga avumaganya erinnya lyo, so tongaggawaza nnyo nnyo nnyini n'enkwerabira, naye otuwa ebyo byennyini ebinaatumweranga waleme okubawo n'omwe yeetaaga mu buli kintu kyonna kye yeetaaga. Mukama nga wakola mbika watuma essuula ey'okuna tukusaba n'olwaleero ogabiire ekkanisa eno, ogabiire abantu bo abakuyeeranira mu nsi yonna. Mukama obaggyeko ebizibu, obaggyeko emigugu gyonna beeyongere okkunoonya n'okkumanya mu kitabo kyo. Ssebo Katonda ffe n'okubuulira amawanga gonna tukwebaza. Ssebo Kabaka bakabaka, kubanga otukoze obulungi otume bamalayika baabo obugabirizi abali mu kubikwa essuula ey'omukaaga onyolokuna n'okutaano, malayika wa mizaani, malayika w'ebipimo, opimire abantu bano buli omu gye yeetaaga, abeetaaga emirimu, abeetaaga okuyimusibwa, abeetaaga okuwonyezebwa, oyitemu owonye endwadde z'abantu bano basobole okubeera abalamu ayi Kabaka bakabaka, kubanga Yesu yajja tubeere n'obulamu n'obulamu obujjudde era obutuukiridde, ng'otuukiriza obulamu bwaffe, ng'otuukiriza ekiwummulo ayi Yesu kye watuyitamu, ng'ogamba nti mujje mwenna abakooye n'abakyoleddwa munaalaba ekiwummulo ky'emyoyo gyammwe. Abantu bo Mukama buli mu maaso go leero era nga bulijjo, naye tukusaba leero buli abadde alina obwetaavu kubadde abadde alina ekirwadde, leka bamalayika b'ebipimo, bamalayika ba mizaani, bamalayika bayinza okupima emibiri gyabwe, abayinza okujjanjaba bayite ne malayika Gabudyeri bayitemu okujjanjaba abantu bano, bayitemu n'omusaayi gwa Yesu okukyusa emisaayi egy'abalwadde abagana alina omusaayi nga gulimu sirimu, nga gulimu kansa, nga gulimu buli kika kya ndwadde, leka malayika Gabudyeri bayite ne malayika w'ebipimo, malayika wa mizaani ng'apima obulamu bwabwe, ng'apima emibiri gyabwe, ajjanjaba buli abadde omulwadde, buli abadde alumizibwa, buli abadde awenyera, buli abadde akozimbye, buli abadde talina mu bwetaavu obw'ebyokula n'okunywa n'okwambala, amamotoka n'amayumba n'ebibanja byabwe obabimire Mukama obagabirire, kubanga twawulire kwatuma essuula ey'okuna abaali n'ebingi baatunda ne baleeta ne bagabirako n'abalala bonna ne babeera bagagga. Mukama gy'ova wayogera ng'oyogera mu kyamateeka tewabangawo omwavu mu masekati gammwe, oli mwetegefu okutuggyamu obwavu obw'omwoyo bw'obutamanya n'obwavu obw'ensi eno ayi Kabaka bakabaka, tukwebaza. Ssebo kitaffe omwesigwa, kubanga otumye bamalayika b'obugabirizi bamalayika abasawo okujjanjaba endwadde era n'okwongera malayika Gabudyeri okutwongerako okutegeera mu Danieri 10 tigaogamba nti Gabudyeri yazze okutwongerako okutegeera mu byawandiikwa ebitukuvu, ayongereko okwolesebwa, ayongereko ebirooto, ayongereko okukyusibwa, ayongereko Mukama.
mukama okwesinkana mulwatu omwe mutukuvu nga abasomesa bayibuli nate sebakabakabakabaka ebyo byonna nga bikolebwa mukama waliwo omulabe waffe gwetutasobola kulekerera gwetusobola tunulya kubanga tuwona gamina musaayi naye naaba amasasa abafukira mu kizikiza ekyensi eno kyetuba tutuma egere bamalayika abalwanyi abayimira abaana b'abantu okusogera mu daniyeri 12 bayibuli egambye timayika omulangira wammwe ayimira abaana b'abantu ali bayimira mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma suza bootume wenno wenaasaba tuma mu kigambo kyo katonda awuliriza mu matayo 18:19 bweyogera nti buli temunasumula ku nsi mugulu kinasumulwa buli temunasibanga kisiribwe kaakano tumejere bamalayika abatuweereza abali mubulaniya esuula esooka 14:14 tuma malayika gyemejiweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi tuma malayika maiko ayitamu okuwanira entalo mu bwengula bwo wansi mu biwonvu mubiko mu makanisa ag'obulima amadiini ag'obulima ateme engegereza emizimu egyolisibya amakanda tumira ddala maiko oyo ayitemu ssebo n'ekirala agende nga tufuula abawanguzi mutume ayitemu agende n'ekirala kye ateme engegereza abi ateme engegereza abasitaani ezibadde zasimba amakanda mu nsozi mu biwonvu maserengeto mu biko mu bambuka mu makanisa ag'obulima madiini ag'obulima ku mitwe gy'abantu leka ayitemu n'ekirala ekiri mu kubikwesula omukaaga nyusookana olwokubiri tumejera malayika maiko agende nga awangula agende nga awangula awangulire ddala ng'atuwangulirawo tufuuke abawanguzi n'okukirawo nga bwekyandikwa mbalumi eri esula emunaana olunya olwasa tumanyana okukira tiwe tubanga mukama waffe yesu tuli bawanguzi n'okukirawo era omulabe waffe yaani tuma maiko ng'omutumatumirako malayika abatoni owenjegere kubanga bayibuli egambye tosobola kuyingira mu nyumba ey'amaanyi n'osanga emirimu gye okujjako ng'osoose n'omukwata n'osiba tumalayika abatoni owenjegere kubikwesula omukaaga kubikwesula 20 atitemu asiba emyoyo gyonna emibi agisiba kireka munya butakuba maiko ng'atema enjegere zaabwe maiko ng'atema ebisiba byabwe lekanate otumireko malayika abatoni owenjegere agende ng'asiba emizimu gyonna egibadde mu makanisa ag'obulimba madiini ag'obulimba mu nzikiriza ez'obulimba mu bitanda by'abantu mu biwonvu bibaiwonze mu mbuzi bibaiwonze mu nkoko bibaiwonze ku nsozi mu masaho era tumayijira bamalayika bagende nga bavevetta ebyo gyonna ebyo egibagiremesa obulokozi okugenda mu maaso enjiri y'obwakabaka obanga mu kanisa bayinza otookera mu kifo ekitukuvu kubanga bayibuli egambe musookere mu kifo kyennyini ekitukuvu malayika maiko yitamu malayika abatoni emabegawe tumireko malayika w'omuliro ezekeri 10 yekayingire mu masekati g'abakerubi atoole omuliro ku kyoto kya katonda amaasire ku basitaani bwega mu biuga by'abasitaani yonna maasireyo omuliro malayika w'omuliro yitamu oyo kyamaani gakizikiriza agabadde gamamira ku ggwanga agabadde gamamira mu afurika agabadde gamamira mu asia australia mu europe bungereza yonna yitayo malayika w'omuliro abatoni malayika maiko ng'akulembeddemu malayika abatoni ng'asiba amaanyi gakizikiriza gonna gotibwa gonna gamalibwamu amaanyi gonna gamalibwawo gotibwa mu linnya erya yesu omwana katonda omulamu agabadde mu bwengula bweggwanga agabadde gakwata amakanisa agawulimba gonna yadde bakozesa amaanyi gakizikiriza tusindagajira malayika malayika w'omuliro ekyo yokyamaanyi gakizikiriza yokera ddala era tossa mukono ayi katonda omulamu okutuuka n'ekkanisa y'oluvannyuma yakitiibwa nga bwe wasuubiza wasuubiza mu kagayi esula esooka n'ekubi yekkanisa y'oluvannyuma eriba yakitiibwa osinga yasooka wasuubiza ssebo kabaka bakabaka mu bakaliza ekisooka ekyokubira esula y'okusatu tituva mu kitiibwa yekkanisa endagaano empya eriba yakitiibwa osinga yasooka mukomo olesa ekitiibwa kyo kyekunyigajjira bamalayika gibeereyo kaakano mukama era nga kyandikwa mu yosa 10 olunya olwokutandu lwokukira n'amubuuza malayika oli ku lwane tindikulwamwe era omuduumizi erijyogerera mukama ntuuse leka omuduumizi wamukama abaduumizi wali mukaaga bayitemu kaakano mukama okulimira gye bamalayika abakuta ebyokuweesa 15 balwane okumeka amaanyi g'ekizikiriza okugateeka wansi mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu era tutuma ayi katonda ava omwesigwa mu yosa essuula ey'ekumi kaakano yogera n'enjuba n'omwezi okuyimirira otuuka nga tuwangudde nange kaakano tusumejjera malayika okusigalayo malayika maiko abatoni malayika w'enjegere yimirirayo lwano paka nga tuwangudde mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu tuusabya n'okweyonasa byonna weebale mukama weebale kitaffe omwesigwa tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kubanga oyinziza kaakano okuwulira okusaba kwaffe nga tetunnaba kutuula katuleete tuweeyo ebiweebwayo kozesa obudde bwaffe mu bwangu bubadde bwatuleseeko dda mukama akuwa omukisa ng'owaayo.